The industrial period was a stage of great significance throughout Catalonia, bringing about major changes. In the case of Badalona, it played a key role in the city's economic, demographic, and urban growth, and also shaped its social and cultural life, as well as the political options of the time. Within this context, in industrialized Europe and specifically in Catalonia, an artistic and cultural movement emerged that would go on to have great historical relevance: Modernism, Catalan Art Nouveau. This movement stood out especially in architecture, and sought inspiration directly from nature, advocating for the use of certain materials, such as glass and iron, which until then had been used as hidden structural elements. Modernism grew under the protection of the industrial expansion of the era, and was closely linked to a clear desire for modernity, often associated with the bourgeoisie of the time. In Badalona, modernism flourished thanks to the work of local architect Joan Amigo Iborriga, a prominent representative of the generation of modernist architects from the same school as Antoni Gaudí, Luis Domenech I Montaigne, and Josep Puig I Cadafalch. Joan Amigo Iborriga served as municipal architect between 1914 and 1924, but he is especially notable for the private projects he designed and directed, both residential and industrial buildings, many of which are located in the Ixample area of Badalona, which became consolidated in the early years of the 20th century in what is now the Progrés neighborhood. Some of his buildings show the influence of the Secession, the name given to the Viennese version of modernism, a city well known to Joan Amigo. Among other architects who created modernista works in Badalona, we can mention Luis Domenech I Montaigne, author of Casa Augusti, Josep Puig I Cadafalch, author of the kiosk at the Anís del Mono factory, now disappeared, and Josep Maria Zuxel I Gibert, author of the renovation of Torre Codina. On this route, you will discover some of the most outstanding modernista buildings in Badalona. The order of the itinerary follows a logical and circular route that begins at the central Pompeu Fabra Square.